Do you think there will be learning as well? Like, we'll be reading?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
writing?
That, yeah, and certainly learning, like that Ephesians 2:7 passage, but also, of course, because we are finite beings. Some people think that when we die, or when the resurrection happens, or whenever, sometime after death, that we will somehow become infinite. No, we will never be infinite. Only God is infinite. We will always be creatures. He is the one and only creator, the only one who is infinite, which means, therefore, that part of being a creature is living in process and developing. Now, imagine a world and having a body and mind that are such that you will never grow old, so that, and you probably won't forget, you know, I'm supposing that, but you will learn more and more and more. And where we work in complete cooperation with people. So think of the scientific discoveries and many of the older, you know, scientists from centuries ago were believers, and they were exploring the universe specifically out of their love for God and worship for God and wanting to know him better as he's revealed himself in his creation. But think of scientists working together and inventing things. And so think if Leonardo da Vinci was still around, you know, think if Sir Isaac Newton was still around and had never diminished in their mental capacities, what would they, in concert with other scientists, have invented by now? Well, I think we're going to find out. I think you say, wait, where in the Bible does it say science will be in the new earth? Well, what it makes very clear is people created in the image of God will be on the new earth. So the things that we do now, I mean, unless Satan was the inventor of science and mathematics and sports and eating and drinking, well, he wasn't, obviously. God was. And in other words, who gave us the capacity and the interest and the desire to do all the creative things we do with our minds and bodies? Clearly, it's God, and clearly the new earth will be the place to explore and expand all of those forever. Now, that's a heaven, heaven embodied in the new earth, that people would look forward to. And ironically, Matt, we live in a time, which you know well, where people are constantly denying and undermining and twisting God's word and trying to import into scripture things that we imagine to be, you know, much better the way that we want them to be. Universalism, you know, whatever, you know, everybody is going to be automatically saved. And great thought. And if scripture taught it, I'd be the first to embrace it. But we've got all of these things foreign to scripture that keep being brought in that people set forward. And here we have in scripture a beautiful portrait of what heaven will be like forever on the new earth. And we have substituted for it a platonic, drifting around, disembodied spirits, where people really do think they'll never see or know their loved ones again, or be able to hug their loved ones again, or be able to eat dinner with their loved ones again. That is from the pit of hell. That is not what the Bible teaches. I mean, Paul says, if the dead are not raised, we're of all people most to be pitied. So we have a pitiful view of heaven. To think that people who were made to live on planet Earth will never experience the wonders of a perfected Earth. Only Adam and Eve, the only two people in all human history who experienced an untarnished world, none of the rest of us will ever experience that. And that is exactly contrary to what Scripture says. Satan doesn't win, God wins.